Greetings and salutations, awesome people. Welcome to Fumble Through.
Fumble Through!
A podcast that if it's not back in 5 minutes, just wait a little bit longer. This is a real play podcast that's based on the D20 Pathfinder system. And we're going to bring to you the lives that we can't live in real life and we imagine in our brains. If you love what we do,
follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have it all. Fumble through on all those social things.
I'm Justin and I'll be your GM for this evening. And joining me here in the Fumble Factory, we have Luke.
Hi, how you going? I like lamp.
Brett.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that Nintendo have trademarked the phrase, it's on like Donkey Kong?
I did know that. That's awesome.
Does that mean we owe them something now that you said it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say that? When we do that, is that going to be like, it's on like beep? Oh, that sounds bad too.
Did you know that in Canada in 2009, they outlawed the fact that if you say sorry, it can be admissible as guilt in court because the Canadians say sorry too much? Did you know that there's no J on the periodic table?
Yeah. He's broken.
Interesting factoid brought to you by Brett Hale.
No.
All right. Five Red Bulls in one hit is the limit for Brett.
Lindsay.
I once shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Where's a man's Reno?
I think we all know where a man's Reno is.
And joining us as special guest star this week is Mikey.
How you going? I'm here because I've got four children.
That you know of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. It's all right. She doesn't live with me. Once they move out, that ain't count. Once they move out of home, they're gone.
So this week, I'm going to pose to you a bit of a role-playing question. Ooh. A question that we've all had to face around this table as role players. When you're beginning a brand new character, what is the first thing that you start with? How do you create a character? What's that inception, that moment of creation, the spark?
The miniature. If I see a miniature that I really like the look of, I'll try and design the character based around that miniature.
Do you then imagine what that miniature talks like and feels like?
Yeah. And the background built out of that. But generally, the class is built around, the concept is built around the miniature, yeah.
I mean, you must have a really good imagination because you've got a shit ton of miniatures.
You do have a lot of miniatures.
Well, no, I don't. If I've bought them already, they don't count. I have to buy a new one to create a character.
Fair enough.
You're not talking to your wife now.
Yeah.
She's definitely not talking to him after buying those miniatures.
She did say you're at the mini shop just trying on voices and trying to figure out which one to buy.
Luke in a mini shop's like, how you going?
I'm doing really great.
What about you, Lindsay? How do you start a character?
I actually usually start with flaws. So I kind of get a character concept like just by picking up a flaw or some kind of insecurity and going backwards from there and trying to build a character around that.
Such a generational difference between us all. I like to start with the pain. What's the character's pain? How can I draw on that? How can I expand it?
Lindsay's is the Amish way. You start with the floor and you build from there.
Brett, how do you start a character?
It depends. Sometimes there's a voice that comes to me and I go, all right, what does that voice, will that voice work? Not for Flopsy, obviously.
Brett.
That was pretty cute.
You need to start a better character.
Be a wizard, Brett.
But a lot of the times it's like going, all right, there's a need in a party and how would that be? Where are they? Kind of what's a story that would make sense to get a character to a place where they're jumping into an arcane class or a fighter class or, you know, what's the story that gets you there?
What would happen if you didn't know what the rest of the party's doing? Like if it's an inception, like you're just creating a character by itself.
If I was leading that off, then I'd go, maybe I want to be an arcane caster, but how would I get to be an arcane caster? You don't start being an arcane caster. You need to go through a life thing or there's a process to get there. Mm-hmm. What's that process? And I like to understand how to get to that stepping off point for a character.
Mikey, how do you, you've created a lot of characters in your time at role playing as the elder statesman of the table?
I just start with 4d6, roll them, add three together, get a number. No, it depends. Different characters can be different, come with a concept. I might want him to do this. I want to do that trick. How do I build him from there? I might be a voice, might be a character idea. I'm gay. Totally different. Could be different every time.
I love the idea that you go, I want to figure out how a character can be a good grappler or a tripper.
Like where you want to be, like say level 5 kind of thing. You have an idea of what you want him to do.
I want to build Wesley from The Princess Bride.
Oh, I thought you were going to say from Star Trek Next Generation. Right? I was like, a wet fart. That's great.
I know my next character. Yeah.
The Wesleys. The Wesleys.
Shut up, Wesley.
What about you, Justin?
Yeah.
Have you ever made a character?
I've made many characters. I think I hold the record around this table for most character deaths in one game session. And
there's something to get on the podium about.
The answer to that is I make characters quickly and ineffectively.
Just like his children.
Yeah. Not all of them. There's one good one.
Okay, that's a question for next session then. What? Who's your favourite child?
Oh, the one from The Mandalorian.
The one I'm talking to.
Political.
The one I'm not yelling at.
Yeah.
In answer to your question, I create characters differently all the time. Sometimes it's a state of mind. Sometimes I have a phrase in my head that is encapsulating the character. Sometimes it's just I want to be a character who's a total asshole. No, that's all my characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't get on with. No, that's all my characters as well. But
reflecting of life as well.
Yeah. I like to make characters that are a little bit of me.
You're playing across.
Yeah, a little bit of truth. A little bit of truth inside me. And then from there,
flows.
I seek the darkness.
That's a little bit of me.
And then I walk around going, swear to me.
Wait,
that's not our Batman. Batman is
great Caesar's ghost.
Yeah,
that's him, yeah.
My Batman has nipples.
Whatever floats your boat, bro.
Yeah. You're full of random facts today, Lindsay. You got more random facts than Brett.
I had the random facts.
Yeah. He's got nipples and wiggly ears.
I think my Batman's got three nipples.
Don't know about facts, but fetishes of Lindsay's.
Batman has nipples. As far as I'm aware, there's only one Batman that has nipples on his costume.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
So, where we left it last week, you had entered a complex that was quite old. You'd gone into the opening area, at which point we've got Reggie, who's run across the room to go and investigate some ice statues near an ice door. And we have Decath, who has tried to fish out a ring from the fountain in the center of the room and turned himself into ice. He's gone total Zathura.
He did it himself?
Yeah, how did you do that?
He'd tell us, but he doesn't have an
oil can. Oh, bullshit.
Right. So Miles is going to rush over and go, oh, God, what's happened? Flopsy, Reggie, something's happened to Miles. No, wait on Miles.
Whoa. Wow.
That's really noticed.
That's the pain.
Yeah. I do realize Miles has stuck his tongue to the cat's bottom.
Give him a warm hug.
So he's got the rapier as it just touched the surface of the
fountain. As he's lifted the rapier out, the water has kind of come down and it's frozen in a point where the rapier is kind of pointed upwards with the ring out of the water.
Okay.
Just sitting on the tip of the rapier. And the rapier is glistening with ice. Ooh. You can see the ring, not a bit of ice on it at all.
What do we do?
Don't step into the mist to start with. Detect magic.
As you detect magic, the fountain definitely has a bit of magic about it. The door on the end has a bit of magic about it. The statues have a bit of magic about them. The mist has a little bit of magic about it too.
Be careful. Do not move. There is weird things afoot in the room. The ice might be too much.
Okay, Reg then stops and starts to slowly double back to the rest of the group.
The mist is magical. I do not know what effect it will have. The fountain is magical, the door is magical, and the statues are magical. Be careful what you interact with. You could make some adverse effects occur. First thing to do is to get the cat out of that icy state.
So what are we doing? We've got Decath who's stuck in ice. We've got Miles who's walked over to him. We've got Reggie's walking back. You've kind of grouped together around the frozen statue of Decath. What's going on?
I'll use an arcane point to try and understand the magical abilities of the fountain. I don't understand what's going on a natural one on my knowledge arcana.
You think the fountain, you think it's a mechanical device that pumps water out and then it drops back into a receptacle so that you can collect the water.
Can I try and make a heal check to see if he's okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 9.
He's as cold as ice.
Is the ring particularly magical by itself or is it connected to the fountain?
The ring does All right. Glow magical.
Popsy's going to grab the ring off the end of the rapier.
Okay. So you grab the ring off the end of the rapier. The ring is not cold to touch. Ironically, it is. It's room temperature. It doesn't do anything. You look at the ring, you turn it over in your hands, and you can see inscribed on the very top of the ring is the image of a circle, a concentric circle that sort of goes inwards like a spiral. And coming out from the spiral is little snowflakes. Weirdly, the ring is not. It's not cold at all.
Can I do a check to see if the magic is coming from the ring? Is it anything I can understand there? Can I spellcraft the ring?
Are you identifying the ring? Are you trying to identify the properties of the ring? Okay, spellcraft check.
Oops, 26.
On a 26, you kind of are looking at this ring and you get the idea that the ring has something to do with protecting someone from the cold.
Slide it onto Decath's finger.
As soon as you slide it onto Decath's finger, the ring itself turns to water, pours off of his hand, and he slowly unfreezes as his hand comes back.
Where's the ring?
To life. It turned into water and ran off his finger.
It seems stupid to have the ring freeze.
What happened? I had the ring. It must have dropped it.
Drink this.
The fountain's still magical.
Yeah, the fountain's still magical. There's still mist on the floor.
The mist is magical. I will tell everyone, the mist is magical.
Yep.
The fountain is magical. The mist is magical. The statues are magical. The door is magical. Be careful. I don't know what they do.
And you're looking around. At that moment, make a perception check.
Oh, sure. 17 for Decath.
13 for Miles.
24 for Reg.
7 for Flopsy.
Anyone that got over a 10. Yeah. You see the statue. Fuck off. The statue, because that's all it took. It's not a hard thing to see. The statue to the left of the door, the intact statue, start to move and come to life. As soon as that ring kind of dissipates, you could see the statue from the corner of your eyes. And when he says, you know, the door's magical, you all kind of look that way. And he's still explaining things as Flopsy likes to do. And you guys all notice the statue coming to life. Everybody make an initiative check to see where you act in the surprise round. Initiatives, please, from everybody. So if you could tell me the number of the initiative, because I have a new tracker here with numbers assigned to it, so I know who goes where. All right, let's hear it. Reggie.
22.
Oh, wow.
Miles.
19.3.
Decath.
11.
What the hell?
What
he's just been frozen. He's a little stiff. I'm a little
Metron.
And Flopsy.
21.3.
With those initiatives, we enter into a surprise round. It's not a surprise that Flopsy doesn't get to act this round. So we start with Reggie. What are you doing? You get a standard action or a standard movement right now as we enter you see the ice statue start to move.
How far away is it?
From where you are, probably about 20 feet.
So I'll make a move action.
Mm-hmm.
I will move 10 feet towards it.
In a very somber way?
Yeah, saunter. So I'm just trying to assess what's going on.
The statue's just started to move. You know, it hasn't actually moved yet, but you can see it's just come to life.
Yeah, so I'm starting to walk up to trying to figure out, like, what's going on here? What's this about? Yeah.
And you move
10 feet. I'm not going to go right the way up to it. Because
So you halve the distance between. It's a bit, there's a 10-foot gap between you and you.
Yes, okay. Correct.
At that point, we go into Flopsy, but you're not acting at this point because you're too busy diatribing to everyone and talking to everyone about the magical area in there.
Bullshit. Miles, just trying to be helpful.
Miles, it's your go.
Miles is just going to be like, pop his collar up because it's a bit cold in here and it's still a bit wet. And he's going to pop his collar up and he's going to be like, I have a bad feeling about this. And as he pops his collar, a little bit of magic is going to like eke out all over his leather cloak and kind of like glow blue.
I'm not cleaning that up.
Bit of like blue energy kind of flows out of his fingers where he's touched his leather cloak and seems to like make it kind of glow slightly and then fades.
Does Miles notice this himself or?
Yeah, he probably would have been like looking at his sleeves going, huh? And mechanically, he's cast Mage Armor on himself.
Excellent. Nice. Decath.
Reggie didn't move up, did he?
Yeah, I moved towards it, 10 feet towards it. I didn't move right up to it, but I'm slowly just kind of like trying to suss out what's going on here.
So, okay, I'll just move to the right-hand wall. Yeah, I'm going to move to the right-hand side of the creature.
Like how far away from the creature do you want to be?
I don't want to be up close. I want to, when it engages with Reg, I'm going to come in and flank.
Okay, so you're just in a position where you're away and seeing what the creature does, and then you're
Just want to be away from everyone.
Which brings us to the creatures. This tiny, smallish kind of ice statue. It's only about 2 to 3 foot tall. It's entirely made of ice. Inside it, you can see this glint of metal that's right at its center where its heart should be. It comes up to you. It's kind of got a sword in its hand that's sculpted, but you can see it's got stalactites dripping off of it. So it's marred exactly what form this was. So it starts moving up, and seeing Reg as the closest character, it just moves straight into base to base with you, Reg, which is all it can do this round. Next round, fighting the ice creature, we start round number 2 with Reggie. Go.
Okay, ding, ding. So I'm going to use my camera to trip the statue on a 20.
20 versus CMD.
Yeah, correct.
So you trip it.
Cool.
It falls to the floor. Are you doing any moving away? You're just standing.
No, I'm standing right there.
It. That brings us to Flopsy. Flopsy, you get your first go.
What the? What? Why are you? Oh, I see. Hello, good ice folk. Why is that one lying down there?
And he's going to delay.
Which brings us to Miles.
So I'm going to move up and flank it with Reggie. So yep. I'm going to approach and flank the one on the ground with Reggie, and I'm going to punch it on the ground.
You're just going to punch it on the ground?
Punch it on the ground. I'm going to make one of those cool karate noises I heard Reggie making earlier, and I'm going to slam my fist down into it with a 15 to hit.
A 15 does not get past its natural armor.
What does that sound like, by the way? I like it.
Yeah, and it kind of, you kind of, you hit it, but your blow glances straight off its ice-laden carapace.
Yeah.
Decath.
I will stand back and look very cool. These guys seem to have this cool. I put my sword down and pistol up.
So you draw your pistol?
Oh, no, it's already drawn.
Okay.
I had my sword up and my pistol down.
Yep.
As you see, I put my sword down and my pistol is pointing up.
Okay, that's
Have you fired this pistol yet in any way?
No.
It means business.
Yeah.
It means super business.
Oh, and I'll put one foot back. Business time.
At which point the small animated object gets its go from the floor. It just stands straight up, provoking an attack of opportunity from the two characters on either side. Remember, a flanking bonus is in play.
Nah, I missed. I rolled a 2.
Okay, so as the creature's standing up, Reggie manages to lift his left leg up above his head and then drop it down in an axe kick.
Axe kick.
Rolling a 23.
Oh,
23 definitely hit.
Oh, yes. Max damage, 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. At that, you hit straight into it and you see that some of the damage that you just did doesn't go through. It kind of hits the ice on the outside, the ice providing some kind of hardness effect. All of it doesn't seem to go through.
Okay.
After it stands up, it then looks towards you. You've just axe kicked it. So it is actually going to just slam straight at you. That is a natural fucking 1.
Yeah.
So shaken by getting kicked in the face.
Yep. However, that is a 19 afterwards. So the natural 1 misses, but it doesn't confirm fumble. Cool. Bringing us to the beginning of round number 3, unless Flopsy wants to do anything, come out of delay.
No, Flopsy can see that this is quite well handled. These guys have been punching ice all day. They know what to do.
Okay.
Was there a moment where Reg and Miles looked at each other knowing they were fighting an ice creature, like after what we've done all morning, where you just nodded at each other and smiled?
Yeah, and then...
This is what we train for.
After Miles punched it, though, Miles was like...
Check your stance, Miles.
So we go move to the top of the round. Reggie, what are you doing?
I'm going to sweep the leg.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cream puff, Reggie.
That is a 20 on the CMB.
On the CMB, so you just attempt to trip it again. Trip time.
Yep, it is now.
Either one level trip one. Pony.
Level one. Yeah, one trip pony. One trip pony.
Dad jokes.
Don't worry about it, Reggie. You're all tripping.
It's going to make for interesting combat. Miles is going to put him to sleep. Reggie's going to trip him.
Sure, I'll color spray them.
Yeah.
I'll put them all to sleep.
Color spray us, not the bad guys.
Yeah, that's right. He falls to the floor again.
Cool.
At which point that brings us to Flopsy, if you're going to do anything.
Flopsy's going to do a good look around and see what else is going on in the room. Make sure nothing else is...
Nothing has changed in the room.
Delay.
After Flopsy delays, Miles.
Miles is going for another punch. Ooh, that's a lot better. Let's say 22 as he kind of like tries to do another punch straight down at his throat this time.
So you punch him straight into his throat like you were punching ice in the room before.
Yep.
How much damage do you do?
New sheet. Who this? 5 points of damage and it needs to make a will save.
5 points of damage. Now, not all of that damage goes through. Again, you hit the outside of it and the icy armor that's around him actually soaks up some of the damage as you don't believe that all of that went through. Now, you said a will save.
Yes, as my hex takes effect.
It is immune. Immune to mind affecting as a construct.
Ooh.
That is my go.
That brings us to Dakath, who has gun up and rapier down.
Correct. I'll take a 5 foot step to the wall.
Yes.
And I'll try both weapons up.
Oh, okay. So you see Dakath. Sorry.
Take it easy.
It is all part of my training.
Which brings us to the creature itself. This time, the creature's not even going to bother to stand up. It's just going to lash out with two attacks, one for each of you. The first slam attempts to hit Reg for 14 to overcome your armor class.
Misses.
So 14 doesn't hit?
No,
no. And the second attack, I'm sorry for this, Miles, goes towards Miles. That is a 20 to hit, Miles.
I'll do it.
That, my friend, is 1 point of physical damage. But as it hits you, you feel utter cold and you take 3 points of cold damage.
Oh, dang.
Oh, no.
Doesn't get up, doesn't do anything other than that, but it stays there. But it's on the floor, so it is taking negatives to hit. Brings us back to around, unless Flopsy, you do anything.
Flopsy will have a turn. He's going to just try and blob it with a gob of acid, range touch attack. He can't fire into melee without penalties.
Correct.
And it's a 7 minus 4, is it? Yeah, 3 to hit.
A 3 to hit is probably not going to do the trick.
Nice clutch.
You've got the touch. Yeah. No, 3 to hit does not actually land on the creature. Bringing us to the round number 4. Reggie.
I see Miles get hit. Reggie is deciding now to flurry, so he's coming in, pounding down to the face with his fist, and then after that, collapsing into the elbow straight to the face.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So the first strike is on a 22.
That hits
for max damage, 5 points of damage.
Again, you feel like not all of that goes through.
And the elbow comes in then for a 11.
Ooh, 11 is going to miss.
Okay.
That gets us to Miles. What are you doing?
You've got Miles, even though he's a bit sore and a bit cold, he's going to take another hit. He's going to hopefully give another hit.
Okay.
Come on, kid, you can do it.
He's not going to punch it this time. He's just going to give it a kick.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, damn it. That's a 16 to hit.
A 16 is enough to strike at it. True. Yes.
Put the boot in, boy.
That's only 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage. You feel like none of that damage actually got through. Even though you kicked it, you kind of slid off it and, you know, you just hit the ice and slicked off.
It's these boots.
They're made for walking.
Yeah, they're made for walking, not
Christopher
kicking.
Walken. Dakath, it is your go.
You guys seem to be doing all right.
Dakath, get over here. Oh,
Jesus. Okay. I move in. I have the wrong weapon for this. Rapier into the creature. Natural 20.
Oh, natural 20. There we go.
Saunters over. Yeah. Skewers.
Ooh. I had the wrong weapon for this.
14 doesn't confirm.
A 14 does not confirm.
3 points damage.
All right, so Dakath, you smash into it with a fancy, fancy hit, but you don't seem to do any damage. Mm. Again, your damage is turned away by the hard ice that's on the outside of it. That brings us down to its go.
Sorry, hang on just a second. You critted it and you didn't confirm.
No, I didn't crit.
You just hit really, really well.
Right. Really good, yeah, but didn't do much damage.
You rang true, but the damage didn't get through its icy outer shell, which is something that all of you are facing right now. So while you have put out tons of points of damage, it doesn't actually look like you are getting a lot of that through. And it's starting to actually, you know, figure that out. So again, it just stands up on its go. Attacks of opportunity.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Justin, you and I might talk while those three go and burn their dice in the next room.
Yeah, yeah. This is the dice of shame. No, Lindsay doesn't do that.
No.
He told us that he doesn't have, he just keeps going. He just,
this character will die with these dice.
They're very pretty dice.
And the dice will never be used again.
Okay, so it stands up. After it stands up, you all miss. Correct. In a fantastic turn of fate for me. And it attempts to slam. However, Reg, the slam against you at a natural 7 or a adjusted 7 is not going to actually hit you.
Almost. Yep.
It's sitting right in front. Flopsy, you going to do anything?
Yeah, Flopsy's intrigued. He's going to try and understand what this creature might be, having seen it in action, knowing what its abilities may well be. Is it a knowledge that I may be able to do with Arcana?
It isn't knowledge Arcana.
Natural 17 for a 26.
On a 26, you think that this is some type of animated object. You think that's a magically enhanced animated object made of ice. You think because it's made of ice, maybe it's got a vulnerability to fire, and perhaps fire attacks might do something for it. You also think that the encasing of ice might stop some of the damage come through. I mean, you don't really need to roll to see that because you've seen how much that it's absorbed from that.
So how many pieces of useful information do I get?
It's got dark vision.
Yeah.
Anything else? It's got construct traits.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's its name?
I've now given you everything. There's nothing else.
Burn it. Burn it. It's an ice, needless to say, obviously.
It's a Slurpee.
Who's Bernard?
The ice creature.
Oh, Bernard. Is that what you got? You know its name, Bernard.
Yes. The polar bear.
Nice.
Next round, Reggie, it's your go.
Again, Reggie will flurry. Okay. So this time he's just going for a straight hook, spinning round, another elbow to the face as well.
Oh. So when you say straight hook to the face, because it's the same height as you, this is the, you know.
Oh, good point, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not even having to jump like you usually have to do or use any of that fulcrum effect. You are straight up in this dude's face.
So the hook swings through, misses completely clean air. Mm-hmm. So as he comes back round for the elbow, yes, 21.
21 hits.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, for a minimum damage of 2.
2. Again, it soaks up.
Reggie, sit back.
You're not quite getting through this hardness that's there. Miles, it's your go. Come on, Miles. You've got this thing in front of you. It's barely injured at all.
Well, Reggie is more like a trained fighter. Miles, only fighting he's ever done is in bars and on the streets, and he's going to go for a Liverpool kiss and headbutt it.
Did you say a Riddleport kiss?
Well, yeah, he is going to end up with a blood lip from it because he rolled a 11.
An 11 to hit? And an 11 to hit, you, you know, again, you're trying to headbutt a creature that's waist height to you.
And it's a block of ice.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like, oh, fuck. And then he's going to take a 5-foot step back.
I've seen many videos of guys trying to headbutt through blocks of ice.
Yeah. And then 5-foot step back.
Okay. And then you stop 5-foot step back. That brings us down to Decath. Now, Decath, just so I can clarify, stance up. 2 up, 1 down.
I'm in combat now, so I could move anyway.
Oh, yeah, fluid. You
know, fluid, yeah. You didn't move back, did you?
I did not.
Okay. I will swing with the rapier again. That'll probably 13 is a miss. Miss, yep.
13 does not hit.
And I will ask you to step back, please.
Can I do that? I can't do that now.
No, not now.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Decath's go finishes, not doing too much. He's asked people to move back. I'm not really sure why, but I'm getting a little scared about why people are moving back and what's going to happen next. But it is now the creature's go. So who is left in base to base? Only Reg.
Yep.
Okay, 2 slams.
Well. I was there.
Oh, you're in base to base. So 1 slam each. The first slam is going to go for Decath. That is a natural 20, and he will attempt to confirm with a 13.
Is a miss.
It's a miss.
Suck it.
However, the hit still comes through. That is 2 physical points and 6 points of cold. Ooh, that is a lot of cold damage that has just been smashed into you.
It's because you gave it a name that I was able to crit.
Bernard.
Yeah.
Bernard.
Yeah, never give him names, man.
He attempts the second hit to basically come in and just slam straight into Reg with his entire body, doing a 6 to hit.
No. Unsuccessful.
Why are you laughing at me? It makes me feel like less of a game player. I know I can't roll well.
It makes you feel like
whatever.
It makes you feel like half a man.
But you can't hit a half man.
It's cold, man. It's cold.
It's true.
Flopsy, it's your go.
Flopsy's heard Decath say, stand back. Mm-hmm. He's going to pull a dagger out and get ready to come into combat to flank with Decath after he's done what he needs to do.
Right. Excellent. Top of the round, we come back to Reggie. What are you going to do, Reggie?
Okay, I'm going to attempt to trip again. 22.
A 22 is enough to trip. What is your bonus to trip?
Plus 5.
That's pretty good. You've been rolling.
Because I'm using a trip weapon. So I get to use my weapon finesse with that. So
yeah, cool.
Yeah, trip on that. So then, so I come in, sweep out his leg with my camera, and then I'm going to 5 foot back.
Okay. It's on the floor again, just in front of Decath.
Now, I think on the floor, it does not have. Oh, no, it's Miles' go.
It's Miles' go.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry,
I got excited.
In front of
Decath. You pointed at me and I got excited.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to delay.
You're going to delay.
Waiting
hey, Decath, it's your go.
Yes! I'll delay. Yeah. it's on the ground. It doesn't have a provoke and attack opportunity, which is even better.
What do you mean?
It doesn't provoke on the ground. What? Like, it doesn't get an attack opportunity against me.
Yeah, it still gets attack opportunity.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. Just because it's on the ground doesn't negate its ability to hit.
Doesn't matter. 5 foot step back, and I lower my pistol down at its head, and for the first time ever,
shoot Flopsy in the leg.
You've had this coming for a while, Miles.
The bird's going to get it.
I should have had it in the sack.
So an earth-shattering boom, there would be sparks and smoke and the smell of sulfur. 11 on a touch attack.
11 on a touch attack.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Oh, wait. Because it's lying on the floor.
Correct.
You smash it.
Sweet. 7 points of damage from a bullet.
Points of damage it is. The creature stands up, knowing that you've just shot at it. You're not 5 foot.
I haven't run in yet.
It's the ice creature's go. The ice creature is going to look around, seeing Decath, who's just fired that amount of damage to it. It's going to 5 foot step up, and it's going to attempt to hit you. That is a 13 to hit.
It's a miss.
Ooh, not enough. The ice creature misses. Flopsy, it's your go.
Flopsy will come on into flanking with Decath with his dagger.
Ooh.
And try and hit it. Check this out. Natural 11 for a 10.
We are rolling magnificently tonight.
Flanking.
Plus 2 makes it 12.
Oh, excellent. 12 is a big fat miss.
Thank you, Decath, for your martial knowledge.
It's not going to be enough, but we do know that we're running into the next round.
Oh, no, Miles is going to come out of delay now.
Okay,
yep.
Miles.
And he's going to move in and go, what the fuck was that? To the big loud bang and smoke and whatnot. And then,
I guess not to Flopsy's knife work.
No.
That was my boomstick. Sorry.
Jeez, and when he explains it, he drops out of drops out of accent.
Whoops.
And then he's going to take another punch at it, and he's going to do a big cartoon wind-up as he charges in. And
Popeye hit.
That's a 23 to hit.
Oh, that is going to ring true. Come on, do some damage and get through that hardness.
Max damage on 6.
6 points of damage. You end up cutting straight through that hardness.
Nice hit.
Okay, Reggie, it's your go.
Okay, so Reggie covers the 5 foot distance as a step through psychic straight into the stomach portion of the monster. And then once done that, comes in with a straight punch to the face.
Okay, and you're flanking with Miles, so make sure you take that into account.
Cool,
plus 2.
So that's a plus 2. So it gives me a 19 on the first hit.
Hits, rings true.
For minimum damage, unfortunately, that's 2.
2 points of damage. And it just sort of glances off it.
Pretend to write it down. Just
stepping through the punch to the face.
It's called a dice. 20 sides.
I should have worn my glasses. Luke, sorry, I got really excited there for a moment because I thought it was a 20. It was actually a 2, so I missed up.
All right, Reggie, we now move on to Miles. Oh, no, Miles is...
I jumped the queue.
What I meant to say was, Reggie, we are now moving down to Decath.
Rightio. Flopsy was not the person that Decath wanted to be flanking with, but we can do this, buddy.
I'm providing you some bonus.
Correct. I'm going to give you help here. I'm going to give you a precise strike and tactical help.
Ooh.
You will be getting a 1d6 precision damage every time you hit.
I look forward to never using
that. Yeah, that's why I moved to flank with Reggie. So Decath comes in and he taps at the creature's shoulders. Tap, tap, tap. And then, come on, Flopsy, you can do it. Plus 2 to help and plus 2 flanking.
Plus 2 to hit.
Yeah, it's plus 4 bonus total.
Gives me a plus four.
All right.
Plus three. Well, with the flanking.
I'm aiding another. Yeah. I'm aiding you to hit. Come on, Flopsy. Oh,
nice.
You can do it.
So plus two from aid another, plus two from flanking, plus he gets precision damage.
Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, is this tactician?
It is. Okay.
Tactician is everyone within 30 feet.
Oh, is it everyone?
Yep.
I thought, oh, well, there we go.
Cavalier tactician.
I mean, it's
great though. Who would have thought?
I know. That,
is it everyone who's flanking?
Everyone's flanking.
Yeah, I thought it was just the person I'm flanking with. But
so as long as anyone's flanking, you
within
get
30 feet.
Within 30 feet. So it doesn't even need to be flanking in with the same character. Just
no.
Flanking.
I can just stand back and go in there, eat him there.
That's awesome.
Wow. That gets us down to the creature itself. So the creature itself is looking around at four people standing all around it again. Thinks back, who's done the most amount of damage? Wait, that guy with the boomy thing has done a heap of damage. So he's going to try and hit you again. And that is a natural two. It's going to miss.
Thank God.
And then the second person he's going to hit is, I'm going to roll for this one. One and two, he's going to go for Reg. Three and four, he's going to go for Miles. And five and six, he's going to go for Flopsy. And the answer is, one Reg, he's going to go for you. Same size. Pick on someone your own size, and he rolls a 13.
Unsuccessful.
Well, can you get at least like encourage me a little
bit? No.
Suck it. Go, Justin. Roll more 13s.
Yay.
Or lower.
Roll 11s. You'll be able to read them.
Yay, GM. All your characters are supposed to die.
Yeah.
That gets us down to a Flopsy.
Come on, Flopsy.
Come on, Flopsy.
Is there a way that Flopsy can make it hit him?
No. Stand there?
Anyway, Flopsy's going to try and attack it with all of his newfound prowess.
20.
Remember, plus four to hit.
Yep. Just trying to do the maths on that.
What? If you want to make it attack you, why don't you perform a combat maneuver? Because it gets an attack of opportunity,
even
right?
Even Luke went, combat maneuver. I don't know which one.
I said it with authority, and now I'm backing away from the statement.
That's a combat maneuver.
His eyes rolled back when he said that. Yeah. Why don't you try a combat maneuver?
I'm just going to use this term I heard someone say once.
No, I don't want it.
A bit more subtle next time, guys.
Something combat maneuver.
I don't want it to attack me. I want it not to attack you guys. I want it to.
There is no.
Hit it and do a lot of damage.
Yeah. Okay. Take his gun.
How about a 9 to hit?
With the plus 4.
How about an 8 to hit? I rolled a 5 and then I add the plus 4.
Yep.
And then I take away the 1.
Yep.
Okay.
Then I get an 8.
Ooh, it's close, but. Not close enough. You miss.
Can I roll the d6 instead of damage to hit? Can I? No.
No.
Okay. That gets us down to Miles.
So close, Flopsy. So close.
Miles is
Flopsy's not even facing
the
right
direction. Take a swing at it and hope for the best with his getting all that.
Ooh.
Oh, you got me. Ooh, that is good. With all the instructions, because I've played with these guys. All these instructions that he's gotten from the cast, he's like, eyes up a crack that's just like another neck, and he's 23 to hit.
Oh, that rings true.
Mm.
So he's doing 11 points of damage.
That's what I'm talking about.
With 11
precise strike right to the crack.
Using
in the chin.
The ice technique that you were shown by Reg before, you just punch straight into it. It cracks, it falls apart, and you see just standing in the very middle of its torso a metal key.
Half
a metal key, actually.
Everything kind of lines up, and you see him do that full perfect stance as he goes in home.
Yep.
Nice. Well done.
Ending the innocent ice sculpture's life.
It attacked first.
The hero ice sculpture. No, it didn't attack first.
It just came up and stood next to me, so I tripped it.
It's not an attack.
That's right, I know. But I mean, at the end of the day, we took initiative orders, so I just took that as, hostility. Yeah, Flopsy, there's another part. Like that, I think, in the other statue that's broken over there.
Is the statue broken?
I think so.
I'll go up and try and grab the other bit of the key out of that statue then.
Okay, you grab the two parts of the key. It's like the old He-Man toys with Skeletor. The keys actually fit together very nicely to create one solid key. It's like two halves, but it's cut down the long
two
edge
halves.
Of the key. And as you reunite them, it joins back up to create a full key. And you have a key in your little hand.
Through the door or the fountain? Door, right?
Door.
Door.
Yeah. Right?
Right. Flopsy's taken the key and is investigating the door to see if he can insert the key into the door.
Yeah, there's a keyhole. There's a keyhole. Decath?
I'm searching the room.
Okay, so Decath starts searching the room. Okay, are you doing anything, Reg?
Miles is...
Reg?
You carry on, that's fine.
I did make eye contact yep. and pointed to him and said the wrong character's name.
What about you, Justin? How you going?
What about you, Reg? What are you doing?
So Reg just puts his hand on the shoulder that's free on Miles and says, "What well done, boy."
Thanks. You're right about putting the hip into it when you punch. It's made a difference.
It's all in the core, mate. It's all in the core. And then
I think I hurt my wrist a bit, though.
Right, I move over to Flopsy at the door. Yeah.
Excellent. Decath, can you make a perception check just as you're searching the room?
Or not. 5.
A 5. You're getting back in the fountain, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if there's any more rings.
Avoiding that fountain.
I've taken my shoes off and I'm just getting in.
No, there's nothing. You don't find anything untoward. Flopsy, you see a keyhole in the door. The door is glistening with ice. It's like a rough ice, but you see a keyhole in there.
Flopsy will open the door with the key.
You open the door with the key. The door swings open in front of you. You've got Reggie, who's just behind you. Miles is somewhere in the room, and you've got Decath moving around. As the doors open, this octagonal room has a rise in the center of it, upon which stands a statue of an acolyte carved from dark ice. The statue stands with a hand outstretched and fingers splayed with its palm downwards. An agonized expression plays on the priest's face as its gaze looks upon his own hand.
I charge the statue with a flying... No, Jake.
I'll call my companions over to check this site out. Look, somebody seems to be frozen in mid-activity.
Is there anything else in the room?
No, it's just this plinth with a statue on top.
Is it to scale? Is it like...
No, it's a proper full-size person. It looks the statue itself looks very realistic.
Well, can like I a make frozen like- person?
Yeah, it's a frozen person. Not a person from Frozen, but a frozen person.
Can I make a heel check to see if it's like alive still, even though it's frozen? I know that sounds weird.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. That's a 14 on a heel check to see if it's a dead frozen person or a live frozen person.
You can't tell.
It's frozen.
The statue doesn't seem to be anything. It's just it's a statue. But it looks, even up close, you see the detail on this is lifelike. So maybe not. You can't really tell.
I try and do that trick that Flopsy taught me and relax my eyes to see if I can see any magical auras around.
What else is in the room apart from the statue?
That's it. Just a plinth. Really realistic looking statue.
Miles, did you go up to the statue? Has anyone gone into the room?
We're at the door.
I assume I've had to approach a bit to do a...
Reggie, yeah, you're right. Doorway,
In order to actually do a heel check on the statue, you've had to move right up to the statue.
The cat would have moved in with you behind.
Yeah, the closer you get to the statue, the more realistic. You can see pores on his skin. Like, that's how realistic it is. You can see the hairs on the back of his hand, but it's all carved out of this black ice.
Is it possible to do a knowledge check of some kind to understand what's going on here?
Would you like to, so you're going to have a bit of a look at the statue?
Correct.
In a bit more detail. So as you are looking at the statue, you can see that it's got that same spiral concentric circles with the little snowflakes sort of coming out of it. You can see that this one though, it's more highlighting that spiral kind of figure. Just make me a knowledge religion check or a knowledge history check if anyone has it and you're having a check of this statue.
24 knowledge history.
24 knowledge history. No, you come close to something about it. You're like, oh, it's a religious sect of some kind, but I'm not really sure of what it is. Flopsy, you're looking at it and you kind of do that thing where you look away and you look back and you're like, I know that symbol. That's the symbol of your god.
That is the dark spiral, by the look of it. It's the spiral of Yog-Sothoth. That's the symbol of the Dark Watcher. Be careful.
Are you whispering that?
There's reverence here. Mind your manners in the presence of that symbol.
Miles looks at Decath and Reggie kind of suspiciously.
Mm. Mm.
Well, there's the symbol of Yog-Sothoth on the guy.
Let's kill him.
He did attack us.
Let's tip it over.
It's a symbol of that. What are you guys going to do? There is a door at the other end of the room.
I'm interested now that I've identified that this is Yogg-Sothoth. Flopsy will want to do a thorough investigation of the room, see if there's anything else, see if there's some tomes or some more information to be had about this. Can the statue be moved? Can it get lifted and moved around? Full investigation.
Okay, so you start looking around the octagonal room. The only other feature in this is that it's the plinth, the statue, and a door. So the door kind of leads to the left-hand side. It's kind of a right angle going into the complex. The statue is just sitting on top of the plinth. It's not really attached to it. Like it's it's ice, so it's kind of got a little bit of that sticky frostness to it, but nothing more than that.
Does it feel like the octagonal chamber is a prayer room or some kind of...
No.
Is there any writing on the plinth?
No. Nothing like that? Nothing. It's the only object of note in this room.
I saw no
magic
when I relaxed my eyes.
No. The only object of note in this room is that statue.
I can't discern more than this is a...
Let me just have a quick search of the plinth while I'm going. Oh, that's not bad. 19.
Oh, nice.
19? Nothing. No. Reveals nothing.
How high is the plinth?
It's only like maybe 30 centimetres a foot.
So Reggie's going to walk up and touch the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel cold?
With your tongue?
No.
On the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not with your tongue, but on the butt.
If you'd have asked me on a Tuesday, I would have said yes. So does it feel cold or does it feel warm? Or
it's made out of...
Yep, just feels like ice.
Like a black ice.
Like black ice.
Yeah.
Let's check the door. There's nothing more to be found in here. I know no more. I'll go and open the door.
Flopsy, did you see this room pinged of magic? Or the doorway pinged of magic?
The door we came through pinged of magic. I don't know why. It just needed the key of two halves to get through the door.
Now, it would be a magical trap, I would say, without the key. Bang.
Perhaps. Shall we check this other door?
Yes, let's.
Check the door, move through it.
So you go to open the other door. As you touch the other door, which is also made of ice, you hear just screaming. As you let go, the screaming stops.
Do we all hear that?
No. Just as you contact and you touch it again. And then pulls off again.
After one or two times, Flopsy will be how intriguing, and we'll test it and check it and see.
He's like doing. He's like,
in your own time, old man.
Yeah, but the door doesn't move. It's locked. It's clearly locked. There is a keyhole in it.
Can I try the key that I have?
You try the key in the lock, and the key doesn't do anything. It just sits in
what,
there.
What about if he takes the two halves apart and then
take the two halves apart and place them on the opposite sides of each other and put them back together?
Mm-hmm. So the curved areas, so the curves are now facing each other. The key doesn't even fit together that way. You don't think this is the right key?
It's not the right key.
That was a great idea. I feel
so.
I have the power.
I have maybe a silly question. Those keys for this door were inside the other statues. Maybe the key for this door is in this big one.
But this is a holy place. Why would we desecrate that? Surely that's a holy.
Push the statue?
Yeah.
Okay, the statue falls over. The statue actually, you give it a good shove and the statue falls to the floor. A part of the statue cracks and breaks off, but the statue itself doesn't break. Right. You think it's going to actually take, like this ice is, being that it's black, it's not like regular ice. It hits the floor, a little bit sort of crumble off it, but it doesn't do a massive amount of damage. It's not the weakness that was the ice statues of outside. This ice seems to come from a much colder, much more dense place. So, that's where it works. So falls over, stays intact. But you think you're going to have to smash it.
I would look at Flopsy and go, just touch it.
I was just saying that this was a reverent place, and that is a...
I just touched it.
Is this that moment where Ducat's hand sticks to the ice as it goes down?
Just, I'd be standing like that. Yeah, one hand out where the statue was.
Yeah.
20 of bluff. I just touched it.
Fair. Yes, I understand that it was an accident, but...
Oh, well, it is broken now. Smash!
Okay, so you start smashing into it. Yeah. All right, do your damage.
What I was trying to say, Nakath, as your foot is landing on its scratches, please be careful. There's some reverence here. Do not desecrate. As you crush it with your feet.
To Reggie,
At which point, three characters descend on the statue,
yep.
eventually smashing it up just and look revealing.
Away. Say some prayers or something and we'll see what we... We'll just look away. We'll be over shortly.
Eventually smashing it up and revealing a key that was in. However, as the key is revealed and the statue actually crumbles apart, you can see a spirit creature rise from where the statue was. The spirit creature looks very, very different from the statue. It's got large pointy ears. It's got a nose ring that's joined with a chain to one of the earlobes, which is quite normal. It looks almost like a half-orc, I guess, is the word.
Not a Bajoran.
But as you're looking down, you can see that there are tentacles that are flying straight out of its belly that form like a skirt. Around its upper thighs, there's eyeballs instead of legs. And the legs actually go down into a cloven feet, like a hoof almost at the bottom, that sits there. And so this kind of creature spirit in front of you just looks at you and says, you have cursed me forever.
We didn't put the curse on you. We just tried to get out the door.
The ring. Why didn't you use the ring?
We did use the ring. He made sure Decath didn't remain frozen. Don't be silly.
You are Ralzaros's. Ralzaros's people. I know that you are, and I curse you. I curse each and every one of you. And at that point, the spirit just dissipates. A mist explodes from where it is. Everybody make a reflex save.
Oh, no.
11.
Not enough.
That's not a decap.
19 for Reg.
Perfect, Reg.
17.
You take half of this.
12.
And you also do not take half of this. You all take 8 points of damage or 4 points of damage if you're Reg or Miles, because you managed to reflex half that one. As a explosion of cold emanates from the creature itself and the spirit is no more.
Flopsy crumbles to the floor.
Decath crumbles to the floor.
Miles coughs up some frost. Oh, God. And checks heal check on both of these two.
Yep.
So I've rolled a 5 on a heal check for Decath and a 17 on a heal check for, 20 on a heal check for Flopsy.
You don't get anything at all from Decath, but from Flopsy, you get the idea that Flopsy is Brett.
Yeah, I'm wondering why you're answering for me. Flopsy is unconscious and dying.
And I think you think the cat's pregnant.
The cat's pregnant now.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys have any way of healing? Any abilities to heal?
Mm-hmm. I'll lay here for about 4 days.
So.
And hope to stabilize.
But Miles is like, oh, God, Reggie, I think they're dying. And he's going to rush up and try and like, I've got to have something to do. And he's going to try and like, just lay his hands on Flopsy and try and see what he can do. And as he lays his hands on him, a warmth kind of comes from him and into Flopsy, stabilizing him. And then at that moment, Tippy kind of speaks up and goes, stabilize, cast. Oh, he's then going to go walk around and try and do the same thing again and cast stabilize on Decath.
Okay.
And then kind of collapse on... And have a bit of a breather because he's also only on 1 health.
Okay. No. Right, so you're all looking pretty bad at this point in time. We've got 2 party members who are on the floor. We've got how bad are you looking right now?
I'm not looking great at all.
Okay. No. You're not looking too good. And what about you?
Miles has got 1 HP left.
Miles has got 1 HP. What you do have, though, is a key and a room that is relatively safe for staying here. And true. I guess. Keeping your companion safe and warm and relatively out of harm's way.
So Reggie will move the party members close together so they're...
huddling for warmth?
Yeah.
And get them naked under a blanket.
And get some oil out and...
light some candles.
Perform some Reiki.
Get the camera ready on the tripod.
Right now we've got 4 characters in a room. Who are probably in need of rest, 2 of which are unconscious and have no real way except for their natural healing to actually become conscious. We've got a character or 2 other characters who are quite beaten up on the floor, probably thinking to themselves right now, what are they doing here? What are we, what's happening? And why the fuck didn't someone make a cleric? It's a really good place for us to leave it. We'll see you next time.
Nice.
That was bullshit.
That was shit. Bullshit.
You're just going to blow up and just do it.
Who hit the fuel tank on the
Oh, why don't we do a reflex set?
You know what's more bullshit? The amount of time that this guy has to help your story along.